In this quarter hour, we're talking to agencies and other exhibitors from the International Federal Partnership in the Federal Pavilion. And today we're joined by Agent Barbie Morehouse and Public Affairs Officer Chris Grogan from Customs and Border Protection. So, hi, Barbie. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Now, you guys have an interesting array of hardware here, and Barbie, you fly some of it, I understand.
So yes, that's correct.
Talk about what you guys are showing and talking about this week.
We have a variety of topics that we're talking about. We have a helicopter inside the Federal Pavilion, a boat out in the front, and we have the P-3 and the Black Hawk out on the plaza. So come on down and check it all out.
Which of those do you fly?
I fly the EC-120 helicopter that's inside the Federal Pavilion.
Okay. And on what kinds of missions?
Well, I'm in Arizona, so we primarily do patrolling the border.
Yeah? Are you active at this point in time? I mean, are you just, like, taking the week off to camp at AirVenture, or...
Oh, I'm here working, but this is home for me. I flew the helicopter up here from Oklahoma City, and this is where I was recruited for this job, so it's good to be back home.
Wow, so a lot of people fly in for AirVenture. Yours was a little bit of a different form, huh?
Yes, that's correct. First time I've ever flown in here, so...
What day did you arrive?
I got here on Friday.
Oh, you beat the crowd then?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
It must be very interesting, to, you know, just from a pilot's perspective, to look down at our airport, everything that's set up, all the people, all the tents. I mean, it's not a typical airport scene, is it?
No, it was amazing because my arrival was a little different than the fixed wing, so it was a little less chaotic. I was kind of really, I flew over Fond du Lac and then came up the shoreline, and somewhere between Fond du Lac and here, it hit me like, wow, I'm flying into Oshkosh. This is crazy. So it was nice. I had a good time.
So when you're on a mission in Arizona, you're looking at people crossing borders. What do you do? What can you do? And what can you not do from inside the helicopter?
Well, we cover a really difficult terrain area. So we work with the Border Patrol a lot. We're kind of out there looking for footprints, tire tracks, people, vehicles. The majority of the apprehensions that I make are drug smugglers. So we're out there looking for those types of things.
Yeah, what's a mission day for you in terms of time in the air? What's a duty day?
It takes us about an hour to get to the area where we work. So it's you're looking at 5 to 7 hours out there flying around.
Oh, it's quite a lot.
Not so much fun during the summertime.
No, sure.
So how much of the time when you're actually surveilling are you looking at evidence of people as opposed to people, like the tire tracks, the footprints?
I'd say the majority of the time is spent looking for the people following the footprints because they do their best to try to cover it up. So it's a big team effort for us.
Yeah. And so we generally, you know, find something you want to look at a little more closely and then sort of take a position and orbit that for a while or hover there for until you get someone on the ground there. Is that how that works?
Usually, that's usually how it works. Sometimes they're really, really remote areas. We might just land and make the apprehensions ourselves or, you know, whatever we have to do.
I'm surprised to hear that. I wouldn't have thought that you would be landing and actually engaging.
We try not to because we're better in the air. I mean, we're a better asset in the air, but we occasionally do. Just depends on the terrain and the time of day and how far away the ground agents are. So,
yeah, Chris, if I may, one of the topics that has come up in a number of the segments that we've had is pilot supply, pilot opportunities, hiring, things like that. Are there some opportunities for pilot hiring in your agency?
Yeah, we're doing hiring for all three law enforcement arms of Customs and Border Protection right now. It is open right now, so if people are out there and they want to become a pilot with this or even a Marine interdiction agent on the air side, air marine operations, they can come talk with us. And right now, I think the numbers went down, the flight hours went down a little bit for to become a pilot with us, and it's at 1,500 hours right now and dual rated, and then they can apply with us. So if they have any questions, they can come over to the Federal Pavilion. We can walk them through the steps that they have to go through to become hired on with us. It's a lengthy process.
I'm sure it's a lengthy selection process,
yes,
as well
it is.
As the training. You do your own training, I suppose.
Yep. So they'll go through, it's kind of like a basic training, like the military, that they go through that, and then they'll go through all the different schools on the aircraft that they'll be assigned to.
So not only do you have to teach people to fly the particular aircraft, but you must also have to teach other tactics in terms of the missions you're on.
And basically, I mean, it starts off with basic law enforcement. down south.
Mm-hmm. Barbie, do you expect to be involved at some point in your flying career in unmanned aerial vehicles?
It's a possibility, because in Arizona, not too far from where I am, they have a base there where they fly them. I don't... that's not a career path that I'm looking to go into, just yeah. in case anyone's wondering, but it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Well, one of the reasons I ask is that I learned this week that a really surprising number of new pilots in the Air Force are doing unmanned almost exclusively. And so I know I've talked to folks from CBP in the past about the use of UAS and how that, you know, certainly affords a lot of opportunities, benefits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. For the people that are interested in that and people that have background in that, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
We work pretty closely with them on a regular basis. They'll come over and spot things, and then we'll go get them.
And, I mean, you said that you work principally in Arizona, but your agency is also working in other parts of the country as well. I mean, the northern border as well?
Oh, absolutely. We have bases all around the country, and we do all different kinds of missions. We have fixed-wing aircraft. We have helicopters. We work with multiple agencies, and we have a big mission skill set.
You said it was kind of toasty maybe in the summertime in Arizona. Could you get a transfer to Canada just for the summer months? Have you thought about that?
The work where I am is so much fun. I don't think I could do it. I just love the job that I do. So 6 months out of the year, it's a blast.
So, Chris, your agency is participating in some exhibit and demonstration activity this week. Could you kind of talk us through that? That sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah, so we're this weekend on Saturday night and Sunday, we're going to be doing a demo with our Black Hawk out there. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be simulating a suspect that's crossed the border. And the only way to apprehend that target is with an aircraft. So what we're going to do is we're going to come in with the Black Hawk with a vehicle on the runway, and we're going to perform a stop on that vehicle with our aircraft and deploy a team out of the aircraft to arrest that individual and take him into custody.
With a landing or without?
Without. They will we'll be doing fast roping and then lifting him back out and everything to show our capabilities of our team and our aircraft.
And so that's the Saturday night air show and the Sunday afternoon air show.
So our hit times are 8:53 on Saturday night, and I want to say 1:43 on Sunday, or two times.
And certainly this is an activity that everybody practices in their training.
Yeah. I mean, this is actually something that happens quite often.
Sure.
So it's, you know, a lot of times...
It's more than practice. It's real.
Yes, exactly. It's one way for people to see exactly what we do, because we're in the news a lot. People don't always know what we do. But now we're able to, at one of the greatest air shows in the world, to be able to showcase exactly what we do and how we do it.
And you're simulating how the suspects will actually coordinate with you and do the wrong thing at a specified clock time so that you can be right there.
Yeah, we have a one-minute window on that runway.
I think
so.
That's great. How that works, it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, are you able to get out and enjoy other parts of the show and see some other things that, you know, pique your interest?
We're pretty busy, hoping to be able to get out and about a little bit, at least one of the days, but looking forward to Saturday in particular. It's going to be a real busy day because that's going to be our Make-A-Wish day.
What's your involvement with that? Tell us about that.
We're supporting Make-A-Wish, and we have five kids this year that we're sponsoring, and we just spend the whole day with them. They have a private tram. We take them around to several different locations. They're going to get to fly on the tri-motor. They're going to get to ride in the Black Hawk this year.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be the extra special. So it's going to be great. Well, it's an all-day event, and then they get to go to VIP section over there to watch the air show and get to meet some of the performers. So we're real excited about it.
I would imagine of everything you do, that's probably the most satisfying thing you do,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah. We really look forward to it. And people really, really go out of their way to help us out.
Now, today happens to be, at Air Venture Oshkosh, happens to be Women Venture. Have you taken some interest from some ladies who have talked about wanting to fly in general or fly for the agency?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had some young ladies. This year in particular has been quite a few, so it was kind of encouraging and to see them come down here. I always come here hoping that I can inspire somebody in the way that I was inspired 17 years ago. I hate to say 17 years ago. That makes me sound old, but 17 years ago I was here and I got inspired, so I'm hoping that I can return the favor.
sometimes that's the way it happens, though, isn't it?
You just never know.
You never know the effect that you'll have on somebody, for sure.
Especially the real young people, because if they're, you know, teenagers, 15, 16, you might not come back around again for 17 more years, so you never know.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, in your public affairs capacity, you probably get a pretty wide array of questions from folks who may not know exactly what it is the agency does, or maybe they know exactly what it does or think they do. What? Give me an example of a kind of off the beaten path question that you've dealt with recently.
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost is everyone thinks we have three different colored uniforms, three different law enforcement arms, but they call every single one of them the Border Patrol. Or they call us U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, which is not correct. So, I mean, that's the hardest part for me is an educational process of explaining green is in between the ports of entry, blue is what you'll find when you come into the country legally at our ports of entry, and then tan is on the water and the air. So trying to explain all that and where we operate is usually the hardest part. And then the best one right now so far is why are we on the northern border? I mean, there's a border in Michigan? And yeah, there's a line down the middle of the water, and Canada's right on the other side. Yeah. So that's always best.
Well, Barb and Chris, I want to thank you so much for what you do for our country and for the services you provide.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
So, Paul, I think it's time for you and I to see if we can dodge some raindrops.
Let's do it.
We're at the end of Squawk 1200. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. For Paul Prydecker, I'm Stuck Mike, and this is EAA Radio.